State Sovereignty versus Federal Overreach, Who Holds the Power? Introduction. President Donald Trump is reportedly preparing to sign an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education, a move that could fundamentally reshape the balance of power in American education. This bold action aims to return control to the states, reinforcing the 10th Amendment and limiting federal overreach. The balance between state sovereignty and federal authority has been a defining debate in American history. With increasing federal mandates, executive orders, and controversial Supreme Court rulings, the question remains, who truly holds the power? The U.S. Constitution provides a clear framework for federalism, yet modern policies often challenge its original intent. This article explores the 10th Amendment, recent legal battles, and the ongoing struggle between states and Washington, D.C., particularly in the education system. The Constitutional Foundation of Federalism. The 10th Amendment states, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. This provision establishes the foundation for state sovereignty by ensuring that all powers not explicitly granted to the federal government remain within the state's jurisdiction. The Founding Fathers designed this system to prevent a centralized authority from becoming too powerful, mirroring their experiences under British rule. Federal overreach in education. The Department of Education. One of the most striking examples of federal overreach is the Department of Education, DOE. Established in 1979, the DOE has increasingly centralized education policy, dictating curricula, funding, and regulations that override state autonomy. President Donald Trump has proposed dismantling the DOE, citing the need to return education control to states and parents. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The 10th Amendment supports state-led education policies, ensuring local accountability. The Chevron deference ruling overturned in 2024 weakens federal agency power, making challenging the DOE's authority easier. The Heritage Foundation argues that federal oversight fosters indoctrination, replacing critical thinking with ideologically driven mandates. The role of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court plays a crucial role in determining the limits of federal power. Recent rulings have signaled a shift toward state sovereignty, including West Virginia versus EPA, 2022. The court ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency overstepped its authority, affirming that Congress, not unelected agencies, creates laws. Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, 2022. The court returned abortion regulation to the states, rejecting federal overreach on the matter. Overturning of Chevron deference, 2024. This decision strips federal agencies, including the Department of Education, of broad interpretive powers, limiting bureaucratic overreach. Education as the battleground. Government-controlled curriculum and indoctrination. Government-controlled curriculum under the Department of Education is more than just oversight, it has become a tool for indoctrination. Federal policies dictate what is taught in schools nationwide, often prioritizing ideological narratives over critical thinking and historical accuracy. This results in students being trained to accept predefined perspectives rather than engage in open inquiry and reasoned debate. A major concern with federal education control is indoctrination. As detailed in a Heritage Foundation report, liberal education fosters independent thought, whereas indoctrination implants dogmatic ideas. Public schools increasingly enforce ideological instruction on race, gender, and identity politics, suppressing open debate. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson advocated for education that prepared citizens for self-government, not subservience to federal mandates. Alexis de Tocqueville warned that majoritarian pressure in democracies could create social conformity, suppressing critical thought. Why this matters today? Unchecked federal power undermines individual liberties and state autonomy. When states retain control over laws directly affecting their citizens, governance is more accountable and closer to the people. The founders' vision emphasized local control because state governments better understand their population's needs than Washington bureaucrats. Conclusion. As federal overreach continues to expand, states must reassert their constitutional rights. The 10th Amendment remains a safeguard against an all-powerful federal government. The ongoing legal battles and political debates underscore the need for vigilance in protecting state sovereignty, particularly in education. Call to action. Americans must stay informed and support state leaders who uphold constitutional principles. Contact your local representatives, engage in policy discussions, and defend the original intent of the U.S. Constitution.